Hi, Chevra. Welcome to Fireside Chat. I don't know how many installments are left, but here we are, back in South Wolfsburg. This morning was one of the sweetest, sweetest bar mitzvahs I ever had the schus to attend in my life. Daniel Zolden's bar mitzvah, the most beautiful family and the sweetest bar mitzvah bocher. And I shared something there that I feel is important for the whole chevra. Some of you might have seen it because on Zoom, who came to the bar mitzvah, but I want to share it with everybody. The name of the parasha is Noso. It's about carrying. It's about carrying. Lifting. And the Torah tells us that the Bnei Kohas Loinosa, that the other Levium used wagons, carriages, to carry. What they had to carry, what they commanded to carry with the Mishkan. But Levnei Kohas Loinosan, Kavoidis HaKoidish Aleyam. They were privileged to carry the Aron, with the holiest thing in the world, the Luchos, the Aron. Avodis HaKoidish Aleyam. And therefore the Torah says, Bakoseif Yiso, that they were commanded to carry that on their own shoulders, not to give it onto the shoulders of a horse, of an animal, but Bakoseif Yiso, on their own shoulders. Now, you know, Hashem wants Jews to have an easy life. Meaning he has nachis, that we have cars and we have ways of carrying and schlepping, and it's certainly perfectly okay. There's no mitzvah to suffer. And it's fine. It's fine to use the things that Hashem has made available to us, the wagons of life. It's fine as we travel through life. However, what the Torah is telling us is this, and this is what I wanted to give over to the wonderful Bar Mitzvah Bocher, to Daniel. What the Torah is saying is, Kavodis HaKodesh Aleihem, there are things in life that are holy. There are things in life that are very, very dear to you, that are very important to you. And you have to take responsibility. Those belong on your shoulders. You don't pass those things along to others. They belong on your own shoulders. Kavodis HaKodesh Aleihem. During this time that we've been in, this entire tkufa, this period of COVID, I've had conversations with many, many men who have told me that they're really enjoying, for the first time in years, that the opportunity, well, I shouldn't say opportunity, but the commitment to taking upon their shoulders those things in life that are most important. Everybody's always busy with work, which of course is a huge responsibility. But that feeling of, I have time now and I want to carry my kids. I want to carry my family. I was just talking to a wonderful woman from the Kehillah whose mother is seriously ill. And she can't take the idea that her mother should chalila be in a hospital by herself. And she wants to carry her mother. She wants to be with her mother. Her mother carried her. And she wants to carry her mother. The time has come for that. So the Torah is telling us, Ka'avodis HaKodesh Aleihem, that when it comes to the luchos of life, when it comes to the things that are really, really most important, growing up means carrying on your shoulders. Bakoseif Yiso. Taking responsibility, not passing along to someone else to take responsibility. It's your responsibility. You carry that on your shoulders. Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem. Avodas HaKodesh, our families, our Yiddishkeit, Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem. We don't look for easy ways out. Because if you so, you know, there's a story I told in shul last year, or 2 years ago. Soon it's going to be the yard site of a Mendel of Orca, Tezayin. His mental workers, Yad said, he was an Ish Pella, a wonder, the son of a Yitzhak Vorka. And Mendel Vorka was Nifter in Warsaw. In Warsaw, there's a huge cemetery, huge like a city. And the Chassidim, of course, wanted to bury the Tzaddik according to their custom, which is to carry the mace, the Aron of the mace, on the shoulders. But the custom in Warsaw was that the mace was transported from the Beis HaTefillah, from the Mikveh, on a wagon to the cemetery. That's what they did in Warsaw. So Rabbi Yechiel Alexander, who was one of the great chassidim of the Rebbe, went to the Rav of Warsaw, Rav Berish Meisels, and asked the Rav Vishus, would it be okay if we carry the Rebbe on our shoulders? And the Rav said, no, that's not the custom of Warsaw. We've been using here wagons for many, many years. That's how all the Meisim are carried. And besides that, I don't know of any source in Tanakh, anywhere, or Chazal, that it's a bigger covet to carry on the shoulders. So Abichil said, in all due respect, Rebbe, it says in Pashas Naso, Kavoidus HaKadosh Aleihem, Makosif Yisoh. When something is holy to you, you don't put it on the wagon, you carry it on your own shoulders. Hashem should help us to have strong shoulders and to take responsibility and to know that it's a schus, it's a privilege to carry the luchos through life.
So, usually on Wednesday, my husband gives me a heads up on what we're going to be talking about. And he said, we're going to be talking about carrying. And this morning I was inspired by Daniel Zoldin when he was giving his bar mitzvah speech. And he was struggling over a couple of Yiddish words. And I thought, that might be interesting. We're going to take a look at the word to carry and learn a few Yiddish words, being that the topic of the parsha is to carry, as my husband just said. So in Yiddish, we have a verb. It's one that I think we're all familiar with, and that is to schlep, which means to drag, to carry, as in carrying suitcases and things like that. And most of life has a lot to do with schlepping and carrying. In fact, usually the first Shabbos that the new chassan comes into the house, my husband usually puts an arm around him as he's bringing in the kala's two boxes, shekel boxes, and her shoes and her clothing and other such stuff. And he usually says, buddy, you were a chassan the last week. I hope you enjoyed it, because the rest of your life is schlepping. Okay. So that's easy. That's word number one. Word number two is the word schlep, when it's used as a noun, as in a schlepper. That doesn't necessarily mean someone who drags things. It means that you're a loser. It means you really haven't made it in life. And one, I think, telltale sign of a schlepper is actually the way you carry your bags. My kids are always telling us that we are schleppers because our preferred method of carrying... What's our preferred method of carrying? Plastic bags.
Oh, the gourmet glad bags,
of course. So when you travel in gourmet glad bags, basically you brand yourself as a schlepper. By the way, very soon, June 15th, plastic bags are going to cost. So maybe that would be considered a more luxurious type of baggage in the future. And then, of course, we come to the third, and that's an adjective. Now, at this point, usually, I would maybe say a few words of Torah or maybe a moral lesson, some words of wisdom. But I decided instead I'm going to use it to explain the third word, and that's the word, it's called Eisgeschlepp. Eisgeschlepp means when you've already gone too long, you've drawn it out, and it's probably time to end. So with that, I think I will end my portion of the fireside chat. What do you say?
I don't think it's Eisgeschlepp. I think everybody can listen for another hour. I certainly can. But anyway, all of us should schlep in life only good things. And we should be, Hashem's Baruch should schlep his tired and lonely children all the way back to Yerushalayim so soon, all of us together. With the Gula Shem V'Amitis, V'Amin V'Amin V'Amin. Have a lechtig in Shabbos all of our life. Good Shabbos.